Hello, this is Heaton.
And this is Stelly.
On the Startup Chat, today we're going to talk about how to worry in business the right way. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Yes. So why did we want to talk about worry?
Yeah, so we've been doing some Q&A sessions and some deeper things at a conference called MicroComp, and we got a lot of questions where I think Stelly and I would be like, why are you worried about that, right? Yeah. Like we would have that statement, and then we even started talking to people and trying to help them work through what they're worrying about and how to worry about the right things.
Yeah. So it's interesting. There's this quote, and since we decided to do an episode on worry, I tried to look it up, but I couldn't do it fast enough. So I'm going to butcher it. But it's something along the lines of, the worries of today are basically not helping you with your problems of tomorrow. They're just robbing you of your resources and resourcefulness, right?
Right.
So, and I've said many times to people that if worrying and stressing out about things was productive, I'd be like the most successful human on this planet and be all for it. But I've tried it in all kinds of forms and facets. It's just not that productive.
It's the least productive thing to do.
Right. It really is. Because in itself, worry combines one part of worrying, in my mind, is positive, which is it is typically a manifestation of some type of critical thinking. You're spotting a problem, right? That's a good thing.
So that can be a good thing. You're almost suggesting if you're worrying, the solution isn't to ignore it.
No.
Okay.
Right. So I think the positive part of the worry puzzle is that there is something that bothers you. There's a problem or something you see on the horizon. So you shouldn't ignore that.
So double down on it almost.
Yes. But there's this other component on worry. Worry in itself as a word is very non-proactive. Like when I say I worry about something, you know I'm not doing anything about it.
Yeah, it's like saying I'm thinking.
Yes.
It doesn't really mean anything.
It definitely means that there's no action that follows
that's
typically,
correct.
Right? And that's why, and it usually also means some type of internal conflict.
Yeah.
Like, worry is not like when you take action on something, you're not worried about it, right?
Right. You're in the middle of it. You're doing what you do.
You might think this is a problem, so I'm thinking about it or I'm attacking it. But worrying means that there's some internal conflict, some back and forth, and some lack of clarity on what the next action should be or if you should take action. I think that's why it's such a unproductive activity if you do it at long stretch of times, especially for business owners, entrepreneurs, startups, where you really are, you know, at the mercy of making decisions and acting on these decisions really fast. So let's talk about maybe first the